Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. To God be the glory. This is the day that the Lord has made. We are rejoicing and we are glad in it. We thank God for you tonight. Hallelujah. We are here a half hour delay, but we're not denied. For the month of December, we will be starting at the 8 o'clock hour, going into about the 9 o'clock hour. But we thank God, amen, for the adjustment. And because of the busyness of the season, we had to do that. But we believe in the power of prayer and the prayer of faith. So we are not, if the Lord willing, will not cancel, but we just will postpone it and make that adjustment as we go back into the new year. But to God be the glory. Pastor Anthony is here. Pastor Rebecca, to God be the glory. You, the New Creation Christian Ministries Church family, we thank God for you, because the Bible says with two or more as to touch and agree, Jesus will be in our midst. And he says, what we bind on this earth, it will, not might, it will be bound in heaven. And what we loose in the earth realm, it will be loosed in heaven. There is so much power in agreement, and that's why the devil comes with divisive tactics. We're not ignorant of his devices, but one of his strategies is to divide us, divide family, divide marriages, divide churches, divide people, because he knows once we come into agreement, we saw that in the book of Acts with the first church, there's power in unity. Amen, somebody. To God be the glory. To God be all the glory. Well, we thank God for you. Some thoughts we want to share. It is the season for Jesus, the season for our Savior, the season, amen, for Emmanuel, meaning God with us. And I'm led to go to the book of Matthew, chapter 1 and chapter number 2, looking somewhat at the birth of Jesus. But we want to see some other things that we can pull out of the few verses that we will read tonight. But Matthew chapter number 1, beginning at verse number 18, hallelujah. It says this, people of God, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. Verse 20 says, but while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Look at chapter number 2, starting at verse number 11. Matthew chapter 2, verse 11. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise and take the young child and his mother and flee unto Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy it, to destroy him. When he arose, he took the young child and his mother Mary by night, and they departed into Egypt. I just want to share a few thoughts as we pray tonight, that God is about to tell you something so mighty, so powerfully, so impactful to your life. Even as we close out this calendar year of 2018 and go into the new year of 2019, I believe as you continue to pray, not just on this prayer line, but in your private prayer closet, in your war room, in your time of meditation, God is going to speak to you, glory be to God, about directions on how you're going to close out this year and how you're going to begin and start next year. I was thinking as I was pondering on what the Lord would have me to share tonight, how over my life I can clearly give testimony to crucial times in my life, Pastor Rebecca's life, where God spoke to us. And three times we see in the text, God just spoke to Joseph in a dream because he wanted to divorce Mary. And the angel came and said, no, she is pregnant by the power of the Holy Ghost. She did not sleep with another man. She was not unfaithful to you. Do not put her away privately. But the thing which is in her, the son child that she is carrying, was birthed by the Holy Ghost. And Joseph obeyed the voice of the angel, and he married Mary, and he obeyed God. And then we see the wise men, the kings, come looking for the baby Jesus. And as they look at the star, as they find the location of Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus, they fell down and worshiped him. And they brought gifts of treasures, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And they began to worship the child. And then as they were going back, because Herod said, when you find the baby Jesus, let me know where he is so I can come and worship him. But Herod wanted to kill Jesus because it was prophesied that he would be king of kings. And Herod thought his kingdom was being threatened. And the wise men in a dream was given orders by God to not go back to Herod, but go home another way. And then finally we see Joseph with Jesus' life being threatened, warned by God in a dream to go down to Egypt and stay there until word comes to you because Herod is seeking to kill your son. And we see how God spoke to Joseph and kept Joseph out of trouble. I remember we're going to go into prayer, but my son Marcus, who was born with seizure, epileptic seizure disorder, and Marcus one time was going to go on a family reunion down south, and Marcus had a tendency when he was younger to just do things off the cuff. He would run out into the street randomly. He would do things just sporadically because he just did not have certain control over his cognitive thinking. And one time we was going to send him away with his biological mother on a family reunion down south, and they were going to go to this lake where there was a lot of water. Marcus could not swim. There was not going to be a lot of supervision, and something told us not to send him on that trip, and we're so glad we did not. And maybe you got a testimony of God speaking to you about doing something or going somewhere, and God said, no, don't go. Don't do that. Don't get in the car. Don't go with those people. And you can give testimony today that some of us avoided trouble, avoided car accidents, avoided going to jail, avoided getting into trouble because we obeyed the unction of God. And I believe by faith that even as we pray tonight, God is going to speak to your spirit. He's going to speak to your inner man, your inner woman. God's going to speak to you intuitively about direction, about guidance, about instruction, about where you should go, what you should do, how you should do it. And God's going to give many of us clarity. We pray to him as we open up our spirit to him, just like Joseph. Jesus' life was spared because his father obeyed the voice of the angel sent by God. My son Marcus, I don't know what kind of trouble he may have gotten into, but I'm so glad me and his mom obeyed God. And maybe there's a testimony on the line tonight about you listening to God and the voice of God and seeing great results in the name of Jesus. So as we pray tonight, I'm believing that our spiritual antenna, our spiritual ears will be opened to clearly hear the voice of God. Because there's so many things trying to speak to us. There's so many things trying to get our attention. There's so many things pulling at us, trying to get us to worry or stress and anxiety, bills and jobs and the demands of the day, pressure with the family, pressure in the marketplace, pressure in the ministry. Wherever you are, it looks like it's coming from all sides, from every angle. And God is saying, I'm still speaking, and it might be in a still small voice. But I'm yet speaking. I'm yet talking. Glory be to God. Father, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for the people of prayer that press their way, God. I believe by faith right now, as they hear the Holy Ghost, even as you tell them weekly to come to this prayer line, I thank you for an obedient people. I thank you, God, for a willing, submissive people. I thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, for people that don't have a form of godliness, but they are the real deal in the name of Jesus. Now, God, I thank you for the voice of God. You said, we, your sheep, will not listen to another voice, but we will obey the voice of Almighty God. We will hear our shepherd. We are the sheep, and we're going to follow the shepherd's voice in the name of Jesus. Right now, we're praying for direction in our marriages. We're praying for direction in our ministries. We're praying for direction, God, as it relates to our money. We're praying in the name of Jesus, God, for guidance and direction and instruction as it relates to our health and our strength and our wellness and our wholeness in the mighty name of Jesus. So, God, have your way. Even as we look at the life of Joseph and Mary and Jesus, many times the enemy tried to snuff out and tried to annihilate and try to assassinate the plan of God. But, God, you would not allow that to happen. And many of us on this prayer line tonight, we've had some close calls. We've had some near experiences in the name of Jesus where it could have went so wrong for us. We had, God, in the name of Jesus, those areas in our lives where we made a bad decision. But your grace, your grace and your mercy was suffice in that season in our lives. So, God, that's why we're praying to you. Now that we know better, we do better. But the enemy is yet busy in the name of Jesus, trying to divide us, trying to conquer us, trying to, in the name of Jesus, sow that spirit of discord. But right now, we bind up every demon, every deceptive spirit, every deceiving spirit in the name of Jesus. God, help your people to stay on assignment and go after their dreams, go after their ambitions, go after their goals, go after their assignment, go after their God-given purpose in the earth realm in the name of Jesus. I know sometimes it gets hard. I know sometimes it gets overwhelming. I know sometimes the pressure seems enormous and unsurmountable. But God, we thank you that you would never put on us more than what we can handle in the name of Jesus. So God, I pray a persistent perseverance, not give up, not quit spirit on your people tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray supernatural strength and ability in all of us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. You said a remnant will remain. I thank you. Glory be to God that we are the light of this world. We are the salt of this earth. And God, we're not going to lose our saltiness. We're not going to lose our light. We're not going to lose our zeal and our passion and our fire in the name of Jesus. So I pray for a refreshing of the oil and the anointing that's on your people tonight. I pray for a refilling, God, of the wine of gladness on your people tonight. In the name of Jesus, so God, have your way. Glory be to God. Help us to turn up the prayer life. Help us to turn up the prayer monitor. Help us to turn up, God, in the name of Jesus, the intensity of our prayer. In the name of Jesus, you said the kingdom of God suffered violence, but the violent take it back by force. And I thank you, God, that you have not given us that spirit of timidity, that spirit of fear, but one of love, power, and of a sound mind. So, God, we speak peace, be still. Pastor said it in our word on Sunday as she preached the new creation, as she preached to those viewing. She said, peace, be still. Glory be to God. And I'm just repeating it tonight because it's been in my spirit since Sunday. So many people are being shaken, and so many people, there's a turbulence. So many people, there's a rattling, and there's an uncertainty. The devil is a liar. We're not going to get double-minded. We're not going to be pushed over into unbelief. We're not going down that road of doubt and second-guessing God. But God, you're not a man that you would lie, nor are you the son of man that you would repent. Have you not said it, and shall you not perform it? So, God, we thank you. And right now I'm praying, God, that we continue to put our trust in you. I'm praying for a greater level, a greater degree of faith on your people. We're praying tonight for unity and NCCM, New Creation Christian Ministries. Thank you, Lord, for the influx of people coming in. Thank you, God, for the new blood coming through the doors of the church. Thank you, God, for the fresh wind that's blowing through New Creation, the doors of New Creation. I thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. There's a mighty move of God at 1482 Maple Avenue in Hillside, New Jersey, where the word is coming forth with power, authority, and might, where lives are being radically changed for the glory of God, where signs, wonders, and miracles are taking place in the lives of your people in the name of Jesus, where people are prospering, people are prevailing, people are getting healed and made whole in the mighty name of Jesus. So God, I thank you, hallelujah, for the prophetic unashamed gospel that's being preached, God, in the name of Jesus. So bless every marriage on the prayer line tonight. Bless every parent trying to raise children, adult children and young children. Glory be to God. I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for every single mom, every single dad, every married couple, that, God, you would put sufficiency in their hands, that you would give them the mortgage payment. Give them the car note. Give them tuition bills. Give them, God, the resources to even fuel, God, that vision that you have given them in the name of Jesus. Where there is vision, there is provision. Glory be to God. So, God, there's a ram in a bush. You want us to walk and step out on faith. And, God, right now, I pray that we continue to walk by faith and not by sight in the name of Jesus. So, God, right now, we're praying for a new. You said, behold, I do a new thing. And today is a new day, a new opportunity, another chance. And, God, that's why we're praying. Because yesterday ended last night. Today is the first day of the rest of our lives. So, Lord, we say, have your way on this prayer line tonight in the name of Jesus. Bless New Creation Church, every child represented on this prayer line, every adult, I don't care if they're in daycare, adolescent, high school, college, God, cover our children. The culture is unique in which we live. There's so much going on in our day, so much injustice, sometimes so much corruption that's in our face. There's so much ungodliness sometimes, and it becomes overwhelming. But God, you're in control. You're sovereign. That means you're in control. You're omnipotent, omnipresent, and omniscient. That means you're everywhere at the same time, all-knowing, all-powerful. Nothing gets by you. So God, it might surprise us, but it's not surprising you in the name of Jesus. Pastor Rebecca is here. We're going to open up the phone lines. Glory be to God. We see a hand raised already in the name of Jesus. And we're going to take this first caller. Hallelujah. Let me just see if Pastor Rebecca can chime in.
For the paper.
No. The thing is.
Okay, she's listening. And we are going to take this first caller. Pastor Rebecca is with us. But as you can hear, yes, 678. God bless you.
There's nothing worth more than could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You are living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves. You're my heart, become free, and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our heart longs for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. There's nothing worth more than could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living home. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love. When my heart becomes free and the shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of the goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what we're waiting for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. And thank you, Jesus. Thank you one more time for allowing us all to be together in one accord here on this prayer line, this special prayer line that has blessed me so much. I want to give God all the praise and all the glory. I want to thank him for everything that he has done for me in the past years and this year. It's almost coming to an end, but I give him all the thanks and all the praise and all the glory, for he has been good to me. And anything that I thought that was impossible, he made it possible. And I just want to wish everybody a happy week, and I hope everybody's doing fine. And I do want to ask for prayer. I want to ask for prayer for my friend Jerome. I feel he's going through some kind of warfare and having little problems at home with his family. So I want a prayer for him.
Amen. To God be the glory. We're going to lift our brother Jerome up to the Lord, and you as well. But we thank God, as you said, coming into the 12th month of this year, your grandson was born this year, and so many blessings that you can recall, and giving God praise as you sing into the glory of the Lord. We thank God for you, amen. Even as song talks about unity, and like you said, coming together, it's a beautiful thing. How beautiful it is for brothers to dwell together in unity, the Bible says. And we thank God for that. Amen. Because you can look around the culture and see that what we have on this prayer line is special. Amen. So let us pray. Father, glory be to God. We thank you for Sister Maria, even as she has brought Brother Jerome to the prayer line, God. Father God, we know in the name of Jesus that he belongs to you. And right now, God, the turbulence, the warfare, the uncertainty, you know, and all the chaos that may be going on in his life right now, the confusion, we know it's of the devil. And right now, God, we speak peace to every situation that he is facing. God, right now, even as you spoke to Joseph, the father, this husband, back as we read the text today, God, continue to speak to Brother Jerome in the name of Jesus and his spirit and his mind, Lord. Give him direction. Give him clarity. Give him godly instruction, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank you that he already has the answer, God, even as he is brought to this prayer line, that you would give him discernment, the ability to make good choices, the ability to make good godly decisions, God, in the name of Jesus. So, God, give him wisdom right now. Give him understanding and give him knowledge, God, in the name of Jesus, on how to navigate whatever it is he's going through, God. We believe by faith he's already on the other side of it. And God, in the name of Jesus, speak to his heart. Give him strength, God. Hallelujah. Send the resources that he needs, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, use him. Hallelujah. That's the best way, glory be to God, that you show us that you're with us. Even in the midst of trouble, God, we can still be a blessing to somebody else. And God, I thank you in the name of Jesus that nothing will be able to overwhelm him or overtake him. Even his family, God, we pray. We pray for his family, God, those that he loved, those that he care about, those that he's responsible for, those that he's concerned about, in the name of Jesus. God, make a way. Make a way where there may not be a way, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Everything he put his hands to will prosper. Glory be to God. So, God, we give Brother Jerome to you, and we say, Lord, have your way. He's a kingdom man of valor, a mighty man of God. And, God, we know that his ladder is greater. We know that you're ordering his steps through your word. So, God, continue to raise him up to bring your name glory. And we thank God for Sister Maria, Lord, this mother, this grandmother, God. Bless her indeed, as she gave you praise in that song, God. Thank you, Lord, that you brought her into this 12th month of this year, giving you praise, God, for the many times you have been there for her in the name of Jesus. So, God, I thank you that she continues to sing, continues to bring joy to your people, God, as a psalmist in the name of Jesus. So, God, bless her vocal cords. Bless her voice. Continue to get a song in her mindset and in her spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. You said, come to you with singing. And she comes to this prayer line, God, with singing. And we thank God for her tonight in the name of Jesus. Continue to watch over her son. Continue to watch over her grandson. Give that young man everything he need, God, to raise that child in the fear and admonition of the Lord. I thank you for her son and her grandson, God, that they would know you at even a greater degree in the name of Jesus. So bless Maria's bloodline to the third and fourth generation, Lord, because I know, Lord, she is blessed and her seed is blessed because she serves you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So continue to bless her, God. The several weeks that we have in this month, let her go out, God, in a great kind of way, in the name of Jesus. Along with Brother Jerome, let him end this year on a high, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we say amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To God be the glory.
To God be all the glory. And if God's willing, I am, and I really want to see you guys by the end of this month. I am planning a trip to New Jersey, and I am going to visit your church. So I am asking God to direct my step. And if it's his will for me to make it up there, I'll be seeing both of you guys that the weekend, the last weekend in December. So praise God, and I'm really looking forward to seeing you guys again before the year is over.
Yes, you might as well just pack up the U-Haul and come on and move up to Jersey.
Oh, no, I'm scared of that snow. It's too cold up there.
Well, we'll take what we can get.
I'm going up there to get my hug, Pastor.
That's right. I am ready.
I love you both. God bless you both.
We love you too. God bless you.
God bless you. Amen. Yes, yeah, it's a little colder here than Georgia, and we've been Jerseyans our whole life, Pastor Rebecca and I. Well, no, she's from Florida. I actually was been born in Jersey and raised here.
I was here since I was 6 months
old. Pastor Rebecca says she's been here since she was 6 months old, so we both are used to the cold weather in New Jersey, and we can't wait to see you when you come this way, Sister Maria. We have another caller tonight. Area code 111. Good evening, and God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony, Pastor Rebecca. This is Barbara in Cleveland. How are you guys tonight?
We're doing well, Sister Barbara. God bless you. We're doing good.
Wonderful.
Amen. I want to give a testimony tonight. It actually, this ties in a little bit. It ties in two ways, Pastor Anthony. I had asked for prayer for the men and one of the young men in my family who was he's recovered from drugs and is engaged to a police officer, and there was, you know, some concern about his struggle to stay clean and so forth. And the police officer, his fiance, am I giving an echo? I'm sorry if there's an echo.
It's not interfering too much. We can hear you good.
Yeah, we're good.
Okay.
We're good.
Oh, okay. So his fiance is, like I said, is a police officer, and she started posting some pictures of a church, and I thought, oh, this must be for the wedding, but she was sharing with us that they bought a new house and she's being baptized. So
wow.
I am really excited about the commitment. Yes. I'm really excited about that because my cousin, he was raised in a Christian home. I'm not sure about his walk because they live in a small town. They don't live near me. But just her coming forward and being that excited about it. The second piece about that is last week when I asked for prayer about additional ministry in the family and so forth, I had in my heart, Pastor Anthony, in my heart, I had asked the Lord, should I include more people? And the Lord kept telling you more. The word was more. And that was because there are a lot of, I had only been dealing with those that are by blood, by marriage or adoption. I had not been dealing with a lot of the, you know, the live-in partners and whatnot. You know, relationships, the fathers of children and all of that, because it just brings drama and it brings a lot of gossip and all of that. So I just had not been including any of them. But in my heart, I was like, should I include more of them or not? You know, and when you prayed, you said the Lord kept saying there's more. And I started and I also asked about getting started doing some things on Facebook. I posted something, and this same young lady, she read it, and then she posted a similar thing saying this is her favorite quote. So I'm just saying this was, I don't think I'm explaining it as well as I could, but it's just it all ties together with pulling more people in that are now attached to the family. And I was thinking about Abraham and how the Lord was saying it would tell him, your seed and those who are of your house, you know, all the souls that are under your care or under your watch or whatever. And so just from last week, I just feel like the Lord's like expanding that out because there's almost 200 of us that communicate through Facebook. And now if I expand it out more and start bringing in these others, I can see how God is increasing that. So I just wanted to give that testimony about the answer to prayer and God just moving in the family, continuing to move in our family. I wanted to ask for prayer for my uncle. His name is John. There's something going on with his throat. They want to do surgery. He's not in agreement with that. He doesn't want to have the surgery. So that's a concern. I did speak with him, and I could hear the rattling sound, the gurgling sound in his voice. He couldn't talk very long. So just for prayer for him, and for me, I've got another deadline coming up that, you know, in this ongoing situation, and it's coming up, you know, quick, and the resources need to be there. So just wherever the ram in the bush is that I need to, or whatever I need to do to make it, you know, make it over this next hurdle or, you know, through this next situation. And just, I would appreciate that prayer for that. And thank you, Pastor Rebecca, for speaking with Joshua, because I'm starting to look into Bible courses because above my Bible study, because I think that the having to send in assignments and things like that will keep me more disciplined. So I'm just looking for the finances to align for that to happen. But I'm moving along with that as best I can.
Amen. To God be the glory. We're going to lift it up before the Lord as far as what you just shared, and also with John as well.
Yes.
To God
Amen.
Be the glory.
Yes.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we believe strongly in the healing power of your hand, God. We know that you are a healer. We know, God, in the name of Jesus, you were wounded for our transgressions. Jesus, you were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon you, and by your stripes we are healed. And I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for John, even in that throat, in that neck area, God. Hallelujah. We speak healing in the name of Jesus. You said you sent your word that they might be healed. And right now, we speak it into the atmosphere, believing by faith, God, that he is already healed in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Even that he declined what the doctors are trying to say, God, if he needs another opinion, God, if that's the way you're going to heal him, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We don't know, God, in the name of Jesus, how you're going to do it. But whatever you're going to do and how you're going to do, we believe by faith, God, that his vocal cords and his throat and that area where he swallowed his food, it would be, Lord, normal. It would be, God, functional. It would be, God, in the name of Jesus, like you designed it, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, God, I thank you, hallelujah, for Barbara. She brought him to this prayer line in the name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for the doctor's wisdom. Thank you, Lord, for the treatment that he'll get. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. As he's believing you, God, for the miracle that he needs to clear up that area where he can speak and eat and do the things he normally would do, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. You are a healer, and we plead the blood of Jesus over his life, and we say, Lord, have your way. Touch his body right now. Turn that situation around, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever they diagnosed him with, God, let them be surprised with the next doctor visit in the name of Jesus. Let them shake their heads, SMH, glory be to God, and let them see, God, a miracle. A 2018, 21st century, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, miracle, in the mighty name of Jesus. Because as she always comes to this prayer line with a testimony, and why not that one? In the mighty name of Jesus. And right now, God, you know what she's standing in the need of as it relates to money and finances and the things she needs to sustain her livelihood, God. We have not because we ask not. And we put her on the altar right now, God. We lift her up to you, Lord. You said come boldly. We're not coming timidly. We're just touching and agreeing with her. We're coming boldly, God, asking, because you said you are a priest that sits high. You are a priest that's not touched by our infirmities. You are a priest that cares what she's going through. And God, I thank you that she can cast her care upon you because you care for her. And right now, God, yes, when she lift up her head and open up her eyes, let it be the ram in the bush. Send the resources that she need, God. Give her favor in the mighty name of Jesus with these she need to do business with these she need to sit down at the table with these she need to conduct business with, God. We thank you, Lord,
thank
for
you.
A great resolution.
Yes,
we
God.
Thank you, God, for faith. Oh, I feel
oh,
God.
Lord.
We thank you, God, for favor, God.
Thank
extend
you,
your mercy. Hold out the scepter, God.
Lord.
You are the King of kings. You are the Lord of lords. You're a miracle-working God. You said the gold is mine.
Mm.
The silver is mine. So, God, this is a small thing for you.
Mm.
And I know she's a child of God.
Yes.
So, Lord, your daughter is standing in the need of prayer. And, yes, we've been in this place before, but, God, you said which of us who are parents, God,
yes, God,
would give our children?
Yes.
And how much more would you give us?
My God.
So, God, I thank you that
thank
she
you.
Came to you, her
thank
Father,
you,
her Heavenly Father,
thank
asking you,
thank
not
you.
The pastors, but asking her Heavenly Father
yes.
to make a way.
My God.
We just touch and agree that
yes.
the way has already been made.
Yes, God.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
So, God, we believe
by faith, God,
that it's already done.
Already done.
And whatever else she needs, God, as she goes to Bible school, as she continues to minister to her family abroad, as she continues to grow in her spiritual capacity, Lord, we thank you, Lord, as she ministers, as she, hallelujah, just wins souls for the kingdom, that you would get the glory out of Barbara's life.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, we thank God. It's in the
Hallelujah.
Lord's hands now.
Yes.
You
Lord.
Went to your Heavenly Father like we all
yes,
have
God.
To do.
Thank you.
And I thank God that Jesus, the Holy Spirit, God the Father, they are all there for you, and they're going to make a way where there seems to be no way.
Yes,
Amen.
God. Yes, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Stay encouraged and be encouraged. And again, keep praying and believing God, trusting God. And I tell you, I've learned, and Pastor have learned.
Yeah.
But sometimes we just got to, when we try to figure it out, he has already worked it out. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Well, God bless you.
God bless you.
I'm sorry. Can I ask for prayer for a cousin? I'm so sorry. I just thought about her. I just found out she's in Bahrain on a boat in the
she's
Navy.
In Bahrain. You said Bahrain?
In the Navy, a young cousin. I just found out that she's all the way on the other side of the world right now. And her name is Nicole. And if we could just have prayer for her. She came up in my mind just now, and I was like, before we get off, if I could just ask for a prayer covering over her. She's, you know, maybe it's my age, but I'm like, oh my gosh, she's so young. You know, she's, you know. And,
oh, she's amazing.
Amen.
You know,
well, Father God, we lift up. Yes, yes. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Barbara.
No, I would just say she's. Yes, her name is Nicole, and she's in the Navy in Bahrain, and I was just concerned about her being so young and being so far from home. So just pray for her, please.
How old is she?
I think she's like 21.
Oh, wow. She's a baby. Wow.
She's going to be fine.
She's a baby.
Yeah, oh, she is going to
be. I was in the Navy.
Yeah, she is going to be fine. And she's in the Navy, you said?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Let us pray for Nicole.
Yes.
Father God, we praise your name. We worship you. We magnify your name, Lord. We thank you right now for Nicole, oh God. Hallelujah. Even as she's in Bahrain, oh God, Lord, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That you are, Father God, keeping her safe, God. We pray for a hedge of protection around her, oh God. We pray that you will keep her safe on the waters as she is on the ship, oh God. Lord, we pray for all who are on the ship with her, oh God, that you will just let your angels, Father God, be on that ship with them, oh God. In the name of Jesus,
yes.
Let your angels encamp around the ship, oh God. Let them uphold the ship. Let them protect
the
ship, oh
yes.
God. So, Lord, we thank you for divine protection for Nicole. Nicole, oh God, even as she's on the other side of the world, oh God, even as her aunt, her cousin has brought her to this prayer line,
yes,
God, we are believing you, God, that with you all things are possible, Lord, and that we have not because we ask not. So we're asking, as Nicole is in the Navy, as she's serving our country, that you will protect her, oh God, that you will keep her, that you will lift her up,
yes.
Help her when she gets homesick, oh God. Continue to encourage her. Keep her spirits lifted, oh God. Let someone speak to her about you while she's on the ship.
Yes.
Let her, Father God, get a closer walk with you or develop a walk with you if she does not have one, oh God. Lord, open her eyes, oh God, to see, Father God, the real meaning of life, oh God, that life is to be wrapped up in you.
Yes.
So, Lord, we pray for Nicole. We pray for her soul. We pray for her salvation. We pray for her deliverance. We pray for her safety. We pray for her protection, oh God. We pray for you to continue to just use her, oh God. Open up the way for her to just utilize the gifts that you put on the inside of her as she serves in the United States Navy. So, Lord, we thank you for Nicole. We thank you for watching over her. We thank you for keeping her. We thank you for saving her.
Yes,
we thank you, Lord, for total deliverance. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
God,
so, prayer covers. Prayer covers. You know, when we, you're right. I was talking to Josh today, very nice young man, and I told him there's power in prayer. He wanted to know how we were connected. I said we're connected in prayer.
Amen.
We're connected in prayer, and there is power in prayer.
Amen.
So we just thank God for prayer, amen, and the power of prayer on tonight, amen.
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 God bless.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you. Amen. We believe Nicole's in the hand of the Lord.
Yes.
And I thank God she's in the Navy making a career out of herself and for herself and making a way for her future in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. If there are any more callers, if you press 1, we will touch and agree with you. We're going purposely to around the 9 o'clock hour. If there's any more callers that want to press 1, we will take your call and pray with you in the name of Jesus. We pray for our Mother Mae Thomas tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. I thank you for her mind, her health, her strength.
Yes, God,
right now we lift her up to you in the name of Jesus. We speak wellness over her body. We speak healing, Lord, to her soul. We speak peace to her mind in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
I thank you that Mother's a praiser. She's a worshiper. She loves you with all her heart, her mind, her soul, her strength. And God, right now, meet every need. I thank you for a financial blessing. I thank you for a spiritual blessing that belongs to her. I thank you in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. Even as she's approaching another birthday, God, that you would continue to just bless Mother Mae Thomas in the name of Jesus. Thank you for a great Thanksgiving holiday as we approach the Christmas, Lord.
Yes.
Continue to put loving people around her. Continue, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. To bless Mother and bless her indeed in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you for our Mother, God. Heal, deliver, and set free in every area of life. And bless her house, God. Bless her household in the mighty name of Jesus. Even the grass and the property, Lord. Bless the property that she owns in Florida, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless her house, God. Hallelujah. Let your angels watch over her as she go to and fro in the mighty name of Jesus. So she'll be blessed coming in and she'll be blessed going out. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Father God, we pray for my sister Renee, oh God. We thank you for your hand upon her life, God. Even as she's still 5 months into the grieving process for the loss of her son, Mustafa, God, Lord, we pray that you will touch her, that you will heal her, oh God. Lord, we know that you catch every tear in the bottle, so we're believing you, oh God, for catching her tears, oh God. We're touching and agreeing on this prayer line. We're binding up the hand of the enemy. We're binding up the spirit of discouragement, the spirit of depression. We're binding up every spirit that's trying to overtake and overwhelm my sister right now. We're speaking victory over her life tonight. We're speaking victory in Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, for touching Renee right now, God, right where she is. We send your word to her home. We send your word to her on tonight, God, and we speak healing and deliverance and power and peace and even joy over her life right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know that you are able to do all things but fail. And, Lord, this young mother needs you. This mother needs you right now, God. She still has two children, Lord, that need her. We pray for Al and Fadia. Oh, God, we pray for them right now, God. We pray, Father God, for her marriage, her husband. Lord, we pray for that. Oh, her grandchildren, her two grandsons, granddaughter and her grandson. We pray for them right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, let your peace touch Renee right now. I feel God. Let your peace touch Renee right now, God. Let your peace touch Renee right now in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
And Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. Lord, we lift up my brother Gary to you on tonight, God.
Lord,
bless him and touch his household, God. Lord, I thank you for your hand of protection on him, God.
Jesus.
I thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the praise report that he got on this year, oh God. We thank you, Lord, and we declare and decree that by the stripes of Jesus Christ, he is and he will remain healed in Jesus' mighty name. I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for a total clean bill of health. Thank you for bringing all counts into order. Thank you that everything will be, Father God, regulated, oh God, hallelujah, that everything will be normal, God, that there will be nothing escalated, God. I thank you for even healing him of any high blood pressure, any high cholesterol, anything that's trying to touch his body.
God.
Lord, I thank you for his marriage. Thank you for his wife. Thank you for his household. We pray over his total house. We pray over his finances. God, Lord, continue to let him provide for his wife and his son. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for peace and joy in that household. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So we plead the blood of Jesus over his house right now in the name of Jesus. So touch Gary and Vonda and little G. God, bless them. Bless him as he serves in your church. Bless him as he goes to work. Bless them, oh God, and bless them indeed. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray for every child, every family on this prayer line, every family that's listening tonight, every family. We pray for every family that's represented tonight, God. Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus over every family. We speak deliverance over every family member. We speak healing over every family member. We speak salvation over every family member. Not one shall perish. Not one shall perish in the name of Jesus. We speak victory over every child, every parent that has a child on this prayer line. I speak victory over your children. I plead the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over your children. We bind up the hand of Satan off of your children and your grandchildren tonight. We bind up the hand of Satan. We declare victory over every one of your children, over your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, those who are born, those who are yet to be born. We declare victory over every life in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
no weapon, no weapon, no weapon formed against them shall prosper, and they shall be blessed in their going and blessed in their coming. And I include my children and our grandchildren and our children in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
We put the names out. Go ahead and put the names out in the atmosphere. Go ahead and call on the names of your children. Go ahead and call on the names of your children. Then call on the names of your grandchildren. Just put them out in the atmosphere. My seed is blessed. My children are blessed.
Yes.
My great-grandchildren are blessed. My grandchildren are blessed. My nieces and nephews are blessed. My marriage is blessed. My household is blessed. My finances are blessed. God's sending blessings tonight. God is sending blessings into the atmosphere tonight. Hallelujah. My health is blessed. My mind is blessed. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. My bank account is blessed. My job is blessed. My business, it is blessed. My relationships are blessed. Yes, God. Yes, God. My career is blessed. My whole house is blessed. Somebody needs to declare a thing. My house is blessed. Everything I endeavor to do is blessed. I'm blessed in my coming and blessed in my going. I am blessed in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you. The new creation Christian Ministries, the church, is blessed. In the name of Jesus, we declare increase over that house. We declare, oh God, hallelujah, that you are sending now those that you have assigned to that house, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Those who you have given you pleasure to give to those to send to New Creation Christian Ministries, 1482 Maple Avenue.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord, for people being in position. We thank you, Lord, for people coming on time. We thank you for people loving you and serving you and chasing after you and obeying you, God, and honoring you and reverencing you in that house.
Jesus.
So, Lord, we just thank you for a supernatural release of your glory to hit the house on this Sunday when we go there. Let your anointing knock us out, God.
Yes,
God. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise
Hallelujah.
You. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen. To God be the glory. We thank God. Hallelujah for prayer. We thank God for you, Gary. We thank God. Hallelujah, Vonda, Lil G. I saw Bruce Smith in the picture. God bless you, sir. We thank God for your total healing in the name of Jesus. Pastor, I believe we got one more caller tonight.
Bruce Smith
was a great NFL football player that broke all kind of sack records.
Yeah.
And he took a picture of a little G at Gary Church. Gary Church and Bruce Smith, and they took a pose in a picture, and Gary sent that to me. To God be the glory. Yeah, Bruce Smith, he was one of the greatest football players to ever play. In the name of Jesus. This is our final caller tonight, I believe, and it's coming from the area code of 919. God bless you tonight.
Hello, God bless you, Pastor Emther. How are you guys?
God bless you.
God bless. We're doing well.
This is Shaquella calling in. I apologize for calling so late.
Oh, that's so proud.
Amen. It worked out. We thank God for the month of December. We're actually on from 8 to 9. So it kind of worked out for you tonight. Just for the month of December, we're from the 8 to the 9 o'clock hour-ish.
Okay. Thank God.
Amen. Yes.
I wanted to know if you guys could pray for me on tonight. For the past couple of weeks, I've just been feeling like giving up, and I know that giving up is not an option, and I know that it's just the enemy fighting me. So I'm just asking God, that you guys pray my strength, that I continue to stand and continue to be faithful, and continue to, you know, increase my prayer life as the spiritual warfare comes.
Amen. Let us pray. Father God, we praise you and we worship you, O God. We magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised, God. We give you the glory, God, the honor and the praise just because of who you are. We thank you, Lord, for Shaquella. Hallelujah. We thank you for her life, O God. We thank you for your hand upon her. We thank you for your hand upon her life, oh God. And Lord, we just ask, Father God, that you will touch her right now, God. Lord, she's Father God, come to this prayer line seeking your face, oh God. She's, Father God, at a point where she's been under a spiritual attack, and we bind up your hands of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. Coming against her, trying to make her feel like giving up, oh God. Lord, she, Father God, has declared that she will not give up, oh God, that she will continue to press. But Lord, we know that feeling, oh God. And Lord, I bind up that spirit right now, Lord, and I speak strength into Shaquella right now. We speak strength into her. We speak strength into her right now. Be strengthened in the name of Jesus. We, Father God, ask for the Holy Spirit to be activated in her belly in a greater way, oh God. Lord, give her, she asks for more discipline in reading the Bible and praying, oh God. Lord, we ask, Father God, that you will allow her, help her to press through the oppression of the enemy. Help her to press through discouragement. Help her to press through, hallelujah, disappointment. Help her to press through, oh God, frustration, oh God. Help her to press through the pain and the hurt, oh God, and to press her way to your throne, oh God, to be to a position of prayer, to be in the position, oh God, of just having you fill her up, oh God.
Yes.
And I feel God giving, I just feel God moving on you right now in the name of Jesus. I feel the Holy Ghost moving on you right now. Holy Spirit, touch her right now. Awaken everything that's sleeping, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you've been dry, Shaquella. You've been in a dry season. And God says, I am refreshing you because times of refreshing are to be found in my presence. And you have pressed your way to this prayer line to be in the presence of God. So we thank God for the stirring. God, I thank you for stirring up your anointing in her belly, God. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for touching Shaquella right now. And I lay hands on her in the spirit realm. And I say, you shall live and not die. You shall prosper and not fail. You shall conquer all in the name of Jesus. You have the victory.
You,
I speak victory over your life. I speak victory
thank
over
you,
your life right now in the name of Jesus. This thing
thank
will not
you,
take you out. This thing will not take you out. You are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And
thank
by the stripes of Christ, you already have the victory. So Lord, we thank you for victory in Jesus. 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 We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. We magnify your name, Jesus. We lift you up, Jesus. There is power in the name of
Jesus.
We thank you, Jesus. We pour you out, God, in this prayer line. We pour out the power of Jesus. There is power in the name. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We praise you, oh God. We worship you. I speak strength to you. We speak strength to you. I speak strength to you. I speak strength to your inner woman. I speak strength to that part of you that's been hurting. I speak strength to that part of you that's weary. Grow not weary in well doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. In the name of Jesus, God says, I have you. I got you. I have you in the palm of my hand. God says, I will not leave you. I will not forsake you. I know you've been hurt. I know you've been betrayed. I know you've been disappointed. I know you can't shut up my course, shut up my mouth. You say, how many times, Lord? But God says, let her know that I have a great plan for her. I have a plan to prosper her, a plan to give her a great hope. You can't give up now because God's plan for you is too great. I said, you can't give up now because God's plan for you is too great. So get ready, get ready, get ready. God says, I will not take that, not one word. God says, I will not take that one word that I've spoken over your life. God says, you got a lot of prophecy over your life. And God says, let her know right now that she is that much closer to her breakthrough. You are just that much, you are one prayer away, one praise away from your breakthrough. And I speak breakthrough over my question. I speak breakthrough over your life right now. In the name of Jesus, I bind you up, Satan. I call you out, you spirit of discouragement. I call you out, you spirit of depression. Come out in the name of Jesus. Get off of her in the name of Jesus. And I say, I'm not a question. I'm not a question. I share with the joy of the Lord. I thank you for activate the Holy Ghost within her. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Peace be still to every storm. Peace be still to every attack. Peace be still to every demon on assignment. I cast it out in the name of Jesus, and I declare victory over your life by the power invested in me by the blood of Jesus Christ. I said, by the power invested in me by the blood of Jesus Christ, I speak I speak liberty over your life tonight. I break every chain. We break every chain. We break every chain. We break every chain. We break it off of you. The chain. Mama, go off of your mind. The chain. Mama, course, set them off of your emotions. The chain. Mama, course, set them off of your hope. We break the chain off of your faith. And we say, go forth. Go forth in victory. Go forth. Go forth. This battle is not yours. God says, I'm fighting for you. Go forth. Go forth in victory. Hey, whoa, glory. Hey, my God. Go forth.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
glory. Hey, I speak peace. We speak victory over your family. We speak victory over your household. We speak victory over your finances. We speak victory over everything attached to you. We speak victory right now in the name of Jesus. Manifest, manifest, victory manifest in the name of Jesus. My God, so Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for our sister who is more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I speak healing over her life. I speak healing right now, God, for every open area, for every hurt area. We speak healing over our lives, God.
Amen.
And we declare healing right now for every disappointment, every hurt, every wound. That thing was meant to take you out. But God says it will not destroy you. God, in the name of even the memories that keep coming back. God says, I erase this thing. I take away the pain in the name of Jesus. It can't destroy you because you belong to me. God says, you belong to him in the name of Jesus. He's got you covered. He's got you covered. My God. So, Lord, we thank you. We praise you, God. That he's going down from this prayer line with hope. I'm glad God said you had to get through that. Let me tell you what God is saying. He said, we changed the time of the prayer line just for you so that you could get here tonight because he wanted you to get your breakthrough. And God said, don't be business. Don't look at what you don't have. He said, but look at what I have already given you and what I've already done for you. And this money going back. Because God said, this is going to be your last season of lack. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So God said, you just love on your kids. You love on your family. You just give them the greatest gift, which is love. And I don't get don't let the enemy play with your mind because you are more than, I hear God saying, you are more than enough. You are adequate. You are not a failure. I hear God speaking it loud and clearly in the name of Jesus. And God said, watch me. You keep walking with me. You keep praying. Every morning you wake up, before you even get out of bed, do like David did. And praise God in the bed. You ain't got to get on your knees. You don't have to get no form of fashion. Just start saying, God, I thank you. I thank you, Jesus. I praise you, Jesus, for waking me up. I thank you for my right mind. Just do a simple, just talk to him like you talk to your best friend. And God says, well, I'm getting ready to do something in your life in this season. My God, let me say this. I'm going to stop. But God says, you're already in breakthrough. You are in breakthrough the moment you picked up the phone and made the choice that you were not going to quit. My God. Hallelujah. You were in breakthrough the moment you decided you weren't going to let the devil kick your butt, but you were going to fight. Come on. In the name of Jesus. You are already in breakthrough. Hallelujah. Because when you got up this morning and today and put both feet on the floor, God said you were in breakthrough. So I speak breakthrough over your life, my sister. I speak breakthrough in
the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Well, God bless you. You be encouraged. It's not by chance that you called. And young lady, don't you quit.
Yes.
Weeping may endure for a night, but joy is coming back to you in the morning.
Yes.
Amen.
So God said, to God be the
God Christ. Said what you were saying something. I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
Yes, weeping may endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning.
Yes.
Her slumber will be sweet.
Yes.
So to God be the glory.
Amen.
He's telling you just to keep moving forward by faith in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
It's amazing. We're older, and we know you're a young lady fighting a good fight.
Yes.
But trust me, we go through these seasons, and right sometimes before a major breakthrough, the pastor just talked about it, before a major breakthrough, the enemy tries to break us. But you're right on the verge. You're right at the door of something drastic happening for your favor. So you just keep pushing forward, and God's going to show you something supernatural, and it's going to increase your faith in him and your trust in him. So don't give up on God, because God will never give up on you. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Thank you,
Pastor,
guys,
has
so
much. And Pastor, just real quick, how can you see that message you put Sunday?
Is this your cell phone number?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm going to send you a YouTube video for Sunday.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Well, God bless you tonight, and you just be encouraged. Amen.
Amen. God bless you guys.
God bless.
Okay, God bless you. We love you. God bless you.
She is
love
a blessing.
Amen.
That word is going to bless her and encourage her in this season. As you talked about the other side.
The
other side of everything she's going through, there's a bright side that's going to blow her mind, and we thank God for that. Well, thank God for every caller, even those that did not press the line. We thank God for Sister Carmen and Sister Rita and those that are just faithful. We thank God. Bless the Kahlo family. Bless the Rita family in the name of Jesus, God. Bless their endeavors, God.
Yes, God.
I thank you for these women of God, these mothers,
God.
These grandmothers, God, that stay on the battlefield for the kingdom. God, I thank you in the name of Jesus. There's a great anointing. There's a great power in their lives. And, God, they are bringing your name glory in different capacities and different functions. And, God, I thank you in the name of Jesus that every need is met. Sister Rita, Sister Carmen, and all those that call in the name of Jesus, Lord, that did not press one. Bless those that are faithful, God, in prayer in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we know that prosperity is our portion. We know that abundance is right there already. We know that lack is gone and increase has come in the name of Jesus. So, God, continue to bless your people.
Thank you, Lord. We praise you.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Well, we thank God for you. Word Wednesday is going to be through blog.
Yes.
The Word Wednesday for the month of December will be just like this, called the same number. We will be speaking and teaching through this same medium, Blog Talk Radio, where you can hear us clearly, we can teach clearly, and we're going to do that for the month of December, and we'll keep you updated as we go into the new year. But please call in the same number tomorrow, 7:30, to God be the glory for Word Wednesday. It's going to be powerful, a powerful word from the Lord tomorrow night in the name of Jesus. And God bless you again. The prayer line is going to be from 8 to 9 for the month of December only. So please make that adjustment in your schedule. 8 to 9 p.m. will be on in Jesus' name. Please sow into New Creation Christian Ministries. We're ending the year, and we thank God for your faithful giving. God continues to bless us in so many ways, and he used you to be a blessing to the local church that we have in Hillside, New Jersey. So no amount is too small. No amount is too big. We need your sowing to continue to do the work that we do for the Lord. So thank you for going to our website, nccmonline.org. You'll see all the information with the donate button and how you can give. And if you want to mail it to our P.O. box, that option is there as well. To God be the glory. And please subscribe. We have the new YouTube channel. Please subscribe to the YouTube channel as you go to the website and navigate through the website. You'll see some wonderful things going on as Pastor Rebecca has updated the website, and we thank God for you. Amen. To God be the glory. Well, God bless, and we thank God. We'll be here tomorrow night for Word Wednesday through Blog Talk Radio. To God be the glory. Hallelujah.
Good night. God
Good
bless
night.
You.
God bless.
Keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
Trust in him. Hang on in there. God told me to tell you. your storm is over, I believe your rain is gone away.
The clouds have moved.